Okay, so for this deep dive, we're going to Kansas City, Missouri, and we're looking at a real estate agent named Kara Painter.
Sounds good. And it looks like you've pulled up her Zillow profile, right? And an article that mentions her on Alpine Property Management, Kansas City.
Right, so she's got kind of two separate things going on, potentially. But hopefully we can get a better picture by the end of this
Yeah.
and understand her real estate experience and kind of what sets her apart in Kansas City's market, you know.
Right.
So first off, just to kind of set the stage, who is Kara Painter? Where does she fit into this real estate scene in Kansas City?
Well, according to her Zillow profile, she's a broker associate with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Kansas City Realty.
Okay.
And one thing that's interesting is just how long she's been in the market. It says over 10 years.
Over 10 years. Wow.
Yeah.
That's a pretty significant amount of time, especially in real estate.
Definitely.
And, you know, the Alpine Property Management article mentions her experience too. So it seems like she's been doing this for a while.
That's a good sign, usually. Shows some stability
Yeah.
and dedication.
And it seems like she's pretty passionate about it too.
Oh, yeah.
Her Zillow profile says she's passionate about real estate and helping others.
That's great.
And the article describes her as a no-nonsense professional with, get this, hundreds of transactions under her belt.
Wow, hundreds.
Yeah. So she's clearly not new to this.
No, not at all. Seems like she's seen it all
Yeah.
and handled just about every kind of deal you can imagine.
Right. So let's actually dig into those numbers a little bit. What does her Zillow profile tell us about her experience, like how many sales, that kind of thing?
Well, it looks like she has a total of 121 recorded sales on Zillow.
Okay.
And out of those, 14 of those were in the last 12 months. So she's still very active.
Oh, wow. So she's not just, you know, coasting on past sales.
No, definitely not. Still out there closing deals.
And what about the types of properties she deals with?
The prices of her sales range from about $51,000 to $314,000,
Okay.
with the average being around $123,000.
So a pretty wide range then.
Yeah.
It seems like she's comfortable working with all sorts of properties and price points.
Right. Not just focused on luxury or anything like that.
Exactly. And speaking of different types of properties, her Zillow profile also mentions some interesting specialties. What are those?
So she lists herself as a buyer's agent and a listing agent,
Of course.
but she also includes notary, title, property management, and even investment properties.
Wow, that's quite a list.
It is.
So she's not just limited to traditional buying and selling.
No, she seems to have a lot of different skills.
Now, I know you mentioned that Alpine Property Management article before.
Right.
What can we learn about her experience from that?
Well, the article actually states that she's the owner of Alpine Property Management.
Oh, wow. So it's not just something she dabbles in.
Right.
Yeah.
Seems to be a big part of her business.
What kind of services do they offer?
They provide a whole range of property management services, things like finding tenants, screening them, handling maintenance and repairs.
That's great for anyone who doesn't want to deal with the hassle of being a landlord.
Exactly.
And it sounds like she's got experience in other areas too.
Yeah, the article mentions she has experience in construction, specifically remodeling to increase property value.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. So she's not just about buying and selling, she also understands the physical aspects of properties.
Right. And the article refers to her as a one-stop shop for all your real estate needs.
Yeah, that seems pretty accurate based on everything we've seen.
And you know, there's one more thing that's really important when you're choosing a real estate agent.
What's that?
Client feedback.
Of course.
And luckily, her Zillow profile has some reviews.
What do they say?
Well, she has a perfect 5.0 rating
Out of five.
out of 5 stars. Yeah.
That's impressive.
It is. And there are some key words that pop up again and again in those reviews.
Like,
Knowledgeable, helpful, patient, responsive.
those are all good signs.
Right.
Definitely.
And people specifically praise her local knowledge, her expertise in the whole real estate process, and her negotiation skills.
So she's got the experience and the people skills. That's
Exactly.
a good combination.
And there are some really specific comments that I think are worth highlighting. One person said they would recommend to family and friends and specifically mentioned her excellent property management services.
Okay.
Another reviewer said she answered all my questions, was very knowledgeable of the neighborhood, and helped them with both buying and selling a home.
Wow, so she's versatile,
Right.
can handle different types of transactions.
Another person described her as a pleasure to work with and said that she never left any questions unanswered and always responded promptly.
That's so important, especially in real estate where things can move quickly.
Absolutely. Another review called her honest and trustworthy, emphasizing that she had their best interest in mind and helped them find the best deal.
That's what you want to hear.
Right.
Someone who's looking out for you.
And there's even a review that mentions that she followed up months after the purchase to ensure satisfaction.
Wow. That's going above and beyond.
It really is. So all in all, the reviews paint a very positive picture.
Definitely.
Now, if someone is interested in working with her, where in Kansas City does she operate?
Her Zillow profile lists quite a few areas.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. Liberty, Independence, Raytown, Grandview, Kansas City, Missouri itself, Kansas City, Kansas.
Okay.
Overland Park, and North Kansas City, Missouri.
So pretty much the whole metro area then.
Yeah, it seems like she covers a lot of ground.
And finally, if someone wants to contact her, what information do we have?
On her Zillow profile, she has two phone numbers listed.
Okay.
816-659-0860 and 816-505-3338.
Got it.
Her email is kara.painter@c21.com, and her office address is 6222N Chatham Ave, Kansas City, Missouri, 64151.
Okay.
And for her property management company, Alpine Property Management, the phone number is 816-343-4520.
Okay. And the address for that?
It's 208 NE 72nd, Kansas City, Missouri, 64118.
Perfect. So wrapping this up, what are the key takeaways about Kara Painter?
Well, it seems like she has a ton of experience in the Kansas City market.
Yeah.
Over 10 years.
More than a decade.
And she doesn't just do traditional buying and selling. She also offers property management, has experience in construction and leasing.
Right. A real one-stop shop.
Exactly.
And on top of all that, she has glowing reviews from her clients.
Yeah, she's clearly doing something right.
So for our listeners out there, I want to leave you with something to think about. Given everything we've learned about Kara Painter, her experience, her diverse range of services, do you think there are any advantages to working with an agent who has such a broad background? Or could there be any potential challenges? And thinking about your own real estate goals, whether it's buying, selling, investing, or managing property, how do you think those goals might align with her expertise? We'd love to hear your thoughts. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
Thanks for having me.